Something odd happened the other day in Jacksonville, Florida. Bunch of journalists got into a fight. Not a real Mike Royko or Jimmy Breslin bar brawl, but a theatrical street fight modeled after the movie Anchorman. Melissa Ross of member station WJCT explains.
Many broadcast journalists share something in common, a love for the movie Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy?
Damn it! Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
And reporters like me especially love the news team battle scene when all of San Diego's television news teams rumble in the street.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it! Now let's do this!
The ego of all of these news teams coming together to try and compete in the middle of the street to see who really is the baddest in town. And we took that and we took it to the dodgeball court.
That's Tiffany Griffith, news anchor at WOKV Radio. She and Natalie Wersler of Jacksonville Magazine still can't quite believe it really happened and that it started on Twitter.
I think the whole thing starting as a joke on Twitter made me hesitantly optimistic.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
It was a big deal. Remember, news people like to quote lines from Anchorman. Some of them in Jacksonville, Florida, started doing it one day on Twitter. It got so popular, people following the tweets began calling it a newsroom street fight. And then Anchorman narrator Bill Curtis even joined in.
It's sure to be a confrontation, so epic, so brutal. Tridents will be thrown and arms may just get lopped right off.
Yes, Jacksonville had its very own newsroom street fight, a dodgeball tournament featuring every media outlet in town. Again, here's Tiffany Griffith.
My hope and dream is that this is going to go to the network level, and one day I will see Diane Sawyer pegging Anderson Cooper in the face with a dodgeball.
The Jacksonville media has been through furloughs and firings. We needed this to blow off some steam. All for charity, of course. If you start one of your own, just remember to follow Ron Burgundy's advice and stay classy. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Ross in Jacksonville, Florida.
Afternoon delight.
This is NPR News.